I'm Harold Ramis, one of the writers of National Lampoon's Animal House. I had the great pleasure of writing the film with Chris Miller and Doug Kenny, two of the distinguished authors that have contributed to the Lampoon's success over the years. And I'm here with one of the stars of Animal House, perhaps one of the fastest rising comedy talents in the United States, Mr. John Belushi. John, welcome.
Thank you, Harold. It's good to be here, and it's good to talk to you.
John, I suppose working in a college film probably stirred up some fond memories of your own collegiate career. Is that pretty much the case?
Not really, Harold. I always hated school and college and fraternities. But I ended up doing this movie. I did it for the money. Harold, tell me, how long did it take you to write Animal House?
Animal House was over 2.5 years in the writing.
So you spent a lot of time on it.
Yes.
So you got a lot of money for it, didn't you, Harold?
No, we didn't, John.
You did. I heard you got a lot.
Nope.
Come on. Well, me $20.
Let me ask you a serious question, John.
All right, let's get real serious.
All right, let me ask you a serious question. What was your favorite moment in the shooting of Animal House?
The rap party, when we finished it.
Really?
Yeah. That was my favorite.
And you, John, on Animal House, you were described as a perfect dream to work with. You were described as, I think, drug-crazed, animalistic, cruel.
All of those things. I'm a very complex person.
They said, John, you requested a limousine to drive you around the location itself, like if there was 15 feet between camera setup and the stage, that you were driven in a car?
Yes, I was
and
driven.
And physically carried from the car to the camera position?
I don't think that's asking too much for an actor. I think I agree with Sylvester Stallone. When you're on location, you have to be taken care of. An actor has to be pampered a little bit. I mean, he's under a lot of pressure.
John, I understand you've done 2 more films during the last year.
Yeah. Getting Gracie Graduated was one. And the other one was I Won't Be Twisting This Christmas because her boyfriend's back in town.
Now, I Won't Be Twisting, or just Twisting, as it's called in the trades now.
Twisting. It's Twisting.
Yes.
It's a youth movie.
Uh-huh. You know. And you're playing Chubby Checker, is that correct?
Yeah.
And you've worked with some pretty big stars, I guess, over the past year. Actually, the past couple of years because of your connection with Saturday Night.
Yeah. I'll be working with Baryshnikov in a ballet movie. You know, kind of, I'll be his pal. You know,
Ballet Buddies, it's called?
Ballet Buddies, and we are like, you know, two guys who like try to pick up girls and stuff, and then have to practice 8 hours a day and things like that. And it's a fun thing for me because I don't know anything about dancing, and he can't speak English, so it's gonna be interesting.
Another interesting thing I heard about this movie is that instead of you, say, losing a lot of weight to play a ballet dancer, that Baryshnikov is going to gain 60 pounds?
The guy's much too thin, you know. I mean, I'm not going to say anything. I mean, the guy's he's small, this little guy. But he can jump. This guy can jump. I've never seen it. He'll jump up in the air like 5 feet, and then he'll go in another direction and land somewhere else, like, you know, 10 feet away.
He does this at parties a lot, I understand.
Yeah.